Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
The international filmmaking circuit was rocked over the weekend when Donald Trump said that he would be slapping 100% tariffs on US-owned TV and film production companies who don't make their movies in America. The American filmmaking sector made a $15.3 billion surplus last year alone. As usual, the president didn't include any detail or timelines, but there will be plenty of people in Ireland worried this week. John Leeson is a tax partner with Seffery, which advises the likes of Netflix and Disney on filming in Britain or Ireland. Good morning, John.
Morning, Joe.
Can we start by asking which movies or TV series Seffery has worked on?
We've worked on every major, what you would coin a Hollywood production that's happened in Ireland, I suppose, over the last 6 years since we established the firm in Ireland.
Including Banshees?
Banshees of Inisherin and things like the TV series Foundation, which shot in Limerick. All big film and TV productions, yeah.
Okay, so you definitely know the sector pretty well. What do we know about this Trump post re-movie making and tariffs?
Very little, I suppose, Joe. You know, he quickly followed up with saying he was going to consult Hollywood to see if they're happy with any proposals, which I think will tell a lot, but also creates a huge amount of uncertainty. So, you know, uncertainty in our business creates delays in decision making. So expecting, you know, a pretty kind of turbulent time over the next few weeks in terms of production being greenlit, you know, later in this year and possibly early next year. But hopefully it'll be resolved relatively quickly, so that by the time we get into those timeframes, things will have settled.
Do you get a sense that Hollywood, when they are being consulted by Trump, which I'm not sure how that'll look, but that they will say, actually, Mr. President, this is not a great idea?
Well, they'll need to explain to him kind of the intricacies of how this has all developed over a good number of years. And, you know, what's happened here is that, you know, Hollywood is still kind of the center of the universe in terms of creating and financing production. And while a lot of production still happens in the United States, the cost of production in the US and in particular in California has become cost prohibitive. They have been reluctant to increase any kind of tax incentives in the state of California, but they do have tax incentives in other states like Georgia and in Kentucky and in Illinois. So what the major studios and streamers have been doing over the years is, you know, looking at working collaboratively with creative industries in the likes of the UK, Ireland and other jurisdictions in, you know, building a system of production where work is either commissioned through production services or where copyright is developed entirely from script to screen in that jurisdiction, and then exploiting those that content both domestically in the US and internationally. So, you know,
I suppose the question I'm going to ask is, how can you tariff a film that might be co-produced in four different countries and made in four other different countries?
Yeah, that's the big question, really. And I think I don't think his focus is so much on tariffing that type of production. I think his focus is more on bringing back the work that's been happening overseas back into the US. But how does he do that? Is he going to tax the consumer, which, you know, I don't think he wants to do. I think he wants to have some kind of penalty to stop the studios from going abroad to produce,
even though it is far cheaper than doing it in America. I mean, we heard on News Talk yesterday morning Rob Lowe, the famous actor and producer, saying it's cheaper to fly people to Ireland to film than to cross the movie lot in Los Angeles.
Exactly. And that has been the case, not just for unscripted content that Rob Lowe has been working on in Ireland in recent years, but for high-end TV drama and feature film from many years.
Yeah. Now, reciprocal tariffs on American-made movies being screened in Europe, that's a possibility, isn't it?
That's a possibility. And when if you think, you know, that the reason why American companies are looking to other jurisdictions in the first place is because of the cost differential plus the reduced cost of being able to obtain a tax incentive means that the cost of making each particular movie increases significantly. And then to have a doubt about being able to exploit that in another market would be a double whammy to the studios and streamers.
Mm. We've left it a bit later than the Brits have in terms of developing our movie making industry here. The UK has almost a 20-year head start in that side of things. But it will have an impact here if there were to be huge tariffs on these films and production were to go back to the States.
It would have an impact if what was announced and was envisaged on Sunday was implemented. But I don't see it happening. And the other kind of side of it too, Joe, is that there has been a pivot in recent years towards the co-productions that you mentioned earlier and also towards the production of lower budget independent film. Okay. So Ireland traditionally, especially up until a number of years ago, wasn't overly dependent on inward production from the US. The growth in our sector since kind of 2016, 2017 has substantially been boosted by inward production from the US. But we've always been an industry that's been independent of it. And we've recently increased our attractiveness for lower budget independent film in that we're introducing a new incentive at 40% for productions with global production budgets less than 20 million euro, which is a big movie for Ireland comparatively to the kind of tentpole productions that happen in the UK. So I think between a mix of what ultimately pans out here, plus the trend in what we've been seeing, particularly in the last 9 months coming to Ireland, that we will be able to weather this storm.
Do you think that this idea from Trump might put the tin lid on the idea of putting a tax on streamers over here, because that is certainly being floated?
So that the decision to implement the streaming levy has actually been deferred for a number of years recently by the current Minister for Culture. So that is something that's already had a pause put on it.
I guess it would be. And then, of course, there is the idea that if Trump were to proceed with this, the European Union, I've already mentioned reciprocal tariffs. This is the first time that Trump is talking about putting a tariff on non-physical goods, because up to this, it's always been physical goods. It'd be interesting to see if he proceeded with this, because Europe would then say, well, you've got a massive surplus when it comes to services. But we shall have to wait and see, as they say, John. John, thanks very much for joining us and being disturbed and over the bank holiday weekend as well. That is John Gleeson, tax partner with Safaree.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.